Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our question, was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So long story short, this would probably be 2009-2010. I was held captive or a prisoner in a vehicle as the driver escaped and evaded a high-speed police chase.
What exactly was the scenario that all this went down?
What an Uber ride.
So I was hanging out with this guy that I knew, and I didn't know he had a warrant out for his arrest. So every time he would pass by a police officer, he would kind of freak out and turn around and drive a different direction.
That's very subtle.
I mean, where we were at, located in the Lake Tahoe area, it goes from four lanes to two lanes quite quickly every now and then. So the police kind of caught on to this and decided to pull him over. At a stop, he's happy, bubbly, and just enjoying himself. And he looks up at his rearview mirror and sees the police lights behind him. And he goes from this real positive human being to suddenly defeated. He ends up putting his vehicle in reverse, backing into the police cruiser.
What?
And takes off. Yes.
And you're in the car, yeah. And you have no idea that this is about to happen.
So the car has been
no clue.
The car has been pulled over, or you're in like a red light or a stop sign.
We were driving around Tahoe, and then there are certain areas where you can go down an embankment to go to like a lower housing community. So he figured he'd pull into this lower embankment and maybe escape the view of the police officers at the time. Upon doing so, police officer pulls up behind him and puts his lights on. That's where he then looks in the rearview mirror and notices what's going on. I have no idea this is going to happen, but again, he puts the car in reverse, backs into the police cruiser, and the police cruiser's flashing his lights, honking his horns, and he scrapes the side and then takes off.
And what are you thinking in this moment? As soon as he throws this car in reverse and hits the cop car, what is the thoughts in your mind?
I needed to get out of that vehicle as soon as possible.
Okay, all right. Second of all, what kind of vehicle does he have? Does he have a vehicle that's even...
It was a 2005-ish Durango.
Okay, all right.
So a bigger car.
Yeah, a bigger vehicle.
And now, does he explain to you that there is a warrant out for his arrest, or what are you thinking? Why are you thinking he's doing this?
I had no idea why he would do this to begin with, and the warrant didn't come out until much later. So he puts his vehicle in reverse, like I said, bumps into the police cruiser, and he takes off. He then takes off his seatbelt and locks the doors, so I can't roll down the window. I can't then attempt to escape the vehicle. So we're driving around, and...
How fast are you going, do you think?
25 to 45 is the mile per hour suggested MPH in the Lake Tahoe area, I want to save anywhere from 50 to 70.
Okay.
So if we were going down a two-lane road, he would drive into oncoming traffic, force other motorists to pull off on the side of the road so he can then skip cars that were in his way.
Now, are you screaming or are you staying quiet?
Oh, I'm screaming my head off. I'm telling him, pull over, let me out. Like, I was literally scared for my life. And the fact that he took off his seatbelt made me believe and realize that he was, like, he was going to go through this all the way or not at all.
All right.
Okay.
So how long does this chase last?
I want to say 15 minutes.
That is a long time.
I'm trying to get him to pull through an off street and then a secondary off street from that. So we're off of the main drag and then off of any other secondary streets, you know, adjacent to that. So we can pull up into a wooded housing area to then get out of the vehicle.
And
we do so. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, we do so, and I'm freaking out at this point. I grab my wallet, I grab my car keys and my phone, and I take off towards what would have been the local populous area. And you see CHP, NHP, right? North Tahoe PD, Douglas County Sheriff's Department, police officers, motorcycle cops, just everywhere looking for this dark blue Durango. And I'm like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to handle myself. That was like literally the single most scariest, other than being deployed overseas, event in my life that I had no control over.
Now, did you flag down cops? Did you disappear? Did they make any connection to you at all?
We ended up taking a taxi to State Line, South Lake Tahoe, and we go into one of the hotels over there, Harvey's Harris. And for whatever reason, my phone isn't working or it died. So I'm trying to use payphones at the time, to get a hold of a friend of mine to come pick us up. Meanwhile, he takes off. And with that, with my phone being dead, I don't know where he went or what happened to him. So then I'm left in South Lake Tahoe by myself with a phone that's not working, you know, my car keys and obviously my debit cards.
But don't you think it's better that you are on your own than still in this guy's presence?
Oh, 100%.
Yes, okay. So where's your car?
Yes, I do. My vehicle is at his place in Reno.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So how do you sort all of this out? So at this point, you're at a hotel, your phone doesn't work, crazy dude has taken off, and you have no idea where. What's next?
I contact a buddy of mine in Reno who says he cannot come pick me up today, but I can tomorrow.
So did you get a hotel?
I ended up going to the club that night, meeting a bachelorette party, and ended up spending time with them that evening at a cabin in somewhere in South Lake.
So this kind of ended up in your favor, it seems.
It did, to an extent, yes. Until I realized when my buddy the next day came to pick me up, we went back to his house, I was able to charge my phone. It was the wrong phone.
Oh, my
God. In his glove compartment where I put my initial phone, he had a secondary phone that looked just like mine. Same case, same everything. So I eventually, that next day, found my way back to his apartment where apparently there was some undercover police officers awaiting his arrival.
So when you go to get your car, they're waiting for you.
They are not waiting for me. They are waiting for said person.
But
do they know that's you, or do they know that's him?
So I was not confronted by local law enforcement at that time. When I did go there, the buddy of mine who picked me up, he came with me. Because obviously, I'm furious. Obviously, I have all these questions and concerns, and I need answers. So, interestingly enough, I knock on the door. He opens the door. I go inside, find my actual...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Phone, okay, and confront him about everything, and my buddy and I end up leaving.
What was his warrant for? Did he explain what his warrant was about?
I cannot recall. I don't. But, I mean, you have a warrant out for your arrest, and then you go and back into a police cruiser, so it's a hit and run on a law enforcement officer. Not doing too good.
No.
So, did you ever find out what happened to this guy? Did he get arrested? Did he go to jail?
I heard he did later on that day get arrested and possibly did some time, yes. But as soon as I was able to grab my keys, my real phone, I was out of there and didn't look back.
Okay.
All right. That's probably the right decision.
Jesus Christ.
Good God, man.
That's horrifying.
That is.
15 minutes. And he's right. There's something about the guy undoing his seatbelt just makes it scarier.
Yeah.
Because at that point,
does that make you a better driver?
No, but my thought would be like, all right, if he's not wearing a seatbelt and we're going against traffic, this particular individual, at least in this moment, does not care if he lives or dies.
I don't think he wants to die.
Like, I care a great deal. Hey, man, look.
Those trees, by the way, are huge there.
Like, do what you want to do. Can you drop me off? Like, look, just let me out of the damn car and then go do whatever it is you think you got to do.
Correct. It's kind of like when you see, like, murder or suicide. It's like, well, if you're going to take yourself
pick
out.
Pick one.
Right.
Right? Just not both, man. Come on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.